Board to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Ms. Fishman.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Ms. McColl.
Here.
Mr. Crosby.
Here.
Aha. Ms. Kilbride.
Maybe she's on mute.
She's here?
Well, her picture is there.
Her picture is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, sorry.
There she goes.
Ms. Shubikayula.
All right, we have a forum. First matter on our agenda this evening is to review the minutes from our pre-filing conference on February 18th. Anybody got an opportunity to review these?
Yeah.
We have a motion to approve these minutes.
Chairman Martin, could you just make sure to speak into the microphone too so that the people on Zoom can hear you? Thank you.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Calling the roll of the people who were present on February 18th. Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. McColl?
Yes.
Ms. Shubkegel?
Yes.
The rest of them were here too.
Were they?
They were here by Zoom.
Ah, okay. Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Ms. Kilbride.
Yes.
All right, so the next matter on the agenda this evening is another pre-filing conference. This deals with the proposed application by Trinity for the property at 7574 Division Street. As you all know, this is there's no application on file. This is an opportunity for Trinity to present to us what they would like to do, what they're thinking about doing, and for us as a board to give them some direction as on issues that we would like to make sure they address in, if an application is filed. We're not going to take a vote tonight. We're not going to make any recommendation to the Board of Trustees, and we're not going to address all the standards that we have to measure the application by, because there is no application. So this is just an opportunity at a very informal level to acquaint us with your project and for us to let you know what we are concerned about or might be concerned about if an application is filed. So we're prepared for someone from Trinity to go ahead and address us and tell us what this project is all about.
So I don't know, Laura, if you wanted to make any comment first, you could unmute.
You need to come up to the if somebody's going to speak here, you need to come up to the podium and address us. Well, you tell us who's going to talk.
I will. I'm Laura Curley. I am the current president. I can't see what's going on in the community room. I know Sheena was going to come up and introduce us.
Wait a second. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Give me just 1 second. I'll turn it up.
Then, Laura,
Laura,
I have
can you
a...
Please try again.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Laura Curley. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Can the people in person hear me?
Yes, we're able to hear you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. My name is Laura Curley. I am the president of Trinity High School. I took the position in November of 2019. So my first year and a half has been an eventful one, to put it mildly. I am here today to introduce the plan that we want to install. It's something that the school's been talking about for a number of years. And it has really just two primary components when we talk about building. One is a small walkway that'll be enclosed that will join the two existing buildings. This will help our students, security, safety, moving between the buildings, in between classes during the day. And then the second building part of it is an elevator, which will bring some accessibility to our oldest part of our building, which we currently are lacking severely. We need to make our school more accessible to people. Then there would also be some outdoor courtyard work done that would improve the back and the back driveway area. All of this would take part in the parking lot area of the school. None of it would be actually out on any of the streets. So that's a brief overview. I think from here, I was going to hand it over to Leanne.
Yep, that's correct. I'm Leanne Meyer-Smith from White & Company, and with me tonight is Sean Benson, our Director of Engineering. We're the architecture and engineering firm partnering with Trinity. So I would like to share my screen and walk you through the design, if that's okay. All right.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Coming up. All right, can you guys see my screen?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put it in presentation mode here. All right. Okay. So this is what the existing area looks like on the Trinity property. You can see the recent athletic center addition on the left in the top picture. Moving along, the blue awning is currently an entryway into the academic building. And that is the area where the girls, if they have to go to the athletic center, walk outside and come into the athletic center. So the girls are kind of open to the parking area, and we'd like to improve that link and security for them. So these are just some pictures of what the condition is right now. A little bit more of a close-up of that door on the lower left, that's where they go right now. Obviously, there's not any handicap accessibility at that entry, just some views outside. There's some picnic tables right now. All of this would be the area that we would like to improve with this building addition. This is a view of the site, as you can see, with Jackson to the top. And you can see the area in the blue rectangle is where we would like to perform the project. This is a close-up of the area. You can see on the right-hand side, this is the athletic center. This is the current gymnasium. This is the location of that stair with that blue awning where the girls can enter right now, or they come out that door, have to walk outside to get to the athletic center. And then this is an area that's kind of open with some grass area. There's a sidewalk drop-off area that exists right now in the front. And then we have asphalt parking out here as well. So the proposed concept would look something like this. We would like to propose an enclosed link addition that would take the girls, new stairs that would take the girls up and down to the lower level and the main level, which is raised up half a level at Trinity. But there would be an elevator provided that the girls or anyone coming in and out of the building could have an accessible way to get up and down vertically to all the floors now. So all floors of the academic building would be accessible, and also girls could go in a closed, secure area between the athletic center and the academic area. And from that point, they can get throughout the rest of the school on the academic levels. Outside this link, we'd like to provide and improve the sidewalk area and the grass area that's there right now. We'd like to provide a courtyard patio for an outdoor classroom area for the girls. And there would be a screen, we'll show you in a minute, a fence screen wall that would further enclose that for some safety and security purposes. Then outside of that, we'd like to redo all of the concrete area at the drop-off, improve that, curb cuts for accessibility and for accessing the transformer that's on the site. And then improve some green areas as you see around the courtyard. So as Laura mentioned, all of this takes place within this one area on the Trinity property. Really no changes to any traffic, anything outside the boundaries of this back parking area. This is a little bit more detail of some of the improvements. We'll be moving some of their existing picnic benches, reusing them. There'll be some newer patio furniture inside for the girls to use for this outdoor classroom area. And like we said, some new landscaping all around this area. This is showing an improved circle drive, really just cleaned up from where it is now and better defined with the curb and these curb cuts for accessibility. Level one of the floor plan looks like this. When you come off of the courtyard and into this link area, there is a small area to gather and allow girls to go between the academic building over to the athletic center and be fully enclosed. This is the location of the elevator. Oops. This is the location of the elevator. So it does have an extra stop at this grade level to come out the other side and get over to the athletic area. Otherwise, all the other floors have a stop and a connection to the main corridor of the academic building. In each of the levels, there's an opportunity when we open up the floor and connect for some student collaboration area on each floor. These are what the other levels look like. On the left is the lower level. You simply come down and you enter into the cafeteria or a connect to the hallway that goes to the gym. Level two, which is one level up. Again, you're connecting into the hallway corridor there with some collaboration space. And we are providing access to an outdoor roof area, which will be a green roof, to further expand some collaboration area for the girls. And take care of some rainwater on the site. Here is the elevator. And then on level three, same kind of connection. We have the elevator connecting to a hall and a corridor of the academic building. This is what it looks like in section. On the left-hand side is the connection to the athletic center. The athletic center actually has a main level and it has a mezzanine level behind where the courts are. And this is how showing how this this second floor level will have this green roof, and we will make a stairred connection into this area is the proposed. This is the lobby level, which is the courtyard level itself, where you would enter at grade and the girls would be able to walk over and into the athletic center. Otherwise, they can take stairs up or down to the cafeteria or the main level. And then the elevator is right here. Behind this wall. So all the floors are connected vertically, as well as we have a horizontal connection, safe and secure. This is an elevation view looking at that side of the building. This is the athletic center, the front of the athletic center, which has a drop-off and doors. This is the link addition entry and the link between the athletic center. And this is the addition onto the outside of the academic building where we're showing that elevator and those collaboration areas going up in each floor. This is the green roof portrayed at this level as well. This is a view looking the other way, the other elevation. We're looking at the existing school building, which you can see in the tan brown brick. And then to the left of that is the elevator addition, as well as the link lobby addition at this level and the green roof. We're proposing materials similar to the athletic center, bringing that around to the connect to the existing building. In front of that, you can begin to see the screen wall or the fenced area that will secure the outdoor classroom courtyard behind it. It's simple materials of brick and concrete to look like and take the character of the athletic center with a metal fencing in between and landscaping with a seat wall in front of it for the girls that might be waiting for a ride in the pickup area. This is a rendered view from the parking lot looking back at this area. You used to see that blue awning in the corner here that will be replaced by the new addition. To the left is the athletic center with the stone and the same materials that we'd like to bring over to the seat wall and the fenced area with the outdoor classroom. This is just an elevation view of what that fenced area would look like. with the heights. This is a view inside of what the outdoor classroom courtyard would be, and the improvements to the landscaping as well, and some outdoor furniture, which would be appropriate for the girls to have some collaboration time, some classwork out here, and extend their learning environments into this space right now. Big improvement. The collaboration areas next to the elevator would have views out to the courtyard and just, again, extend some of the learning area for some social and gatherings and collaborative space. This is a view of how the green roof would look above this link area. And that's really it. So that is the entire project and the intent of what we'd like to present tonight. So we can all take questions at this point. I can go back to a slide too if anybody needs that.
Hi, I'm David Crosby.
Hi, David.
First question I have is, can you go back to the plan and show me how you get from the parking lot to the small gym? Is that link, how you'd get in there?
Yes.
That door under the blue awning is
yeah. So yeah, that's a good question. So right now the blue awning is here, right in this corner, and you come through a door and you get right down into the level that's right there. And then you go up the stair to get in. So right now in the new plan, let me get to that. So the new plan now, when you come into that lobby and down the stair, you go right into the cafeteria, or we're connecting onto the hallway that's to the gym right here, this existing small gym. So really, if you're in that hallway now, there's kind of like a trophy case and a small room there. We would be kind of cleaning that out and making a hallway connection right to that gym.
Okay. Is my experience with the building is just going to that small gym where my daughter had a few basketball games, and it's much needed. That corner is really quite depressing and awkward to try to figure out how to get to that gym. So I would just suggest that you be sure that there's plenty of signage so someone from the parking lot can easily find their way to the small gym. Because it's easy to find the big gym.
That's a really good point. We're envisioning when you come in, actually, the athletic center, you'll be able to walk down guided. You'll get to this point, and we will have some signage available here that'll say, down is the cafeteria. Or when you get on the elevator, there will, of course, be signage telling you what floor. So you'll take an elevator half a flight down, or you take the stairs to get right down there to the cafeteria and the gymnasium.
And then also in the parking lot, when you pull up and you're going to drop someone off, the new design is a full circular driveway, right? So you can continue to loop. You don't have to put it in reverse, because I think right now if you get too close to the entrance to the blue awning, you have to go in reverse to then get out.
Yeah.
So that is continuous. Okay.
It is a proper turning radius to allow you to go under the canopy in front of the athletic center.
Okay. And then can you kind of explain the screen wall? Why do you have the screen wall?
So we have the screen wall. The thought was if the women would like to come out and use this area for outdoor gatherings and a class outside, it's really, we're really promoting a connection to the outdoors to extend their learning environment. We want to make sure that if they're outside and there could be visitors in the parking lot or public, we want to make sure they're safe and secure. So they come out this door and can go in this area. And anyone that's outside here in the drop-off area or entering the athletic center would be completely separate from where the girls are. Mm-hmm. This is a controlled entry at the athletic center too. Mm-hmm.
In the material in the athletic center, what is that material? Because I know you're going to try to mimic that, right?
We're trying to mimic it. It is precast concrete. And that is economical and great for really large buildings of gyms when you repeat the wall. We're still open to how we're treating the addition itself. We would like to do concrete piers at the fencing. The addition itself may be a different material, but we'll have the look and feel of the smooth white concrete. So we're still working on those details right now.
Sounds good. So when you come back, just be sure you bring samples and kind of coach us through what you have on the building, okay?
Absolutely. Effect. So yeah, so we're trying to bring that look across, correct?
This is Carolyn. I have another question going back to the small gym. Mm-hmm. Because from what David was saying, I had the same experience going through the park district programs trying to get to the small gym. So now are you saying to get to the small gym, we used to try to, and it was confusing. Nobody knew where to go and you're dropping all these kids off. Are you now going through the main gym and being guided to the small gym now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For the best security, they would like to identify one major entrance back there, and it would be under the canopy of the athletic center, which coincidentally most people think is the main entry.
Right.
So then they can control it with either buzzers, cameras, and you're inside the secure, and then there'll be signage for the elevator and over to the small gym. Correct.
Yeah, and I guess our park district description can say enter there too, because that was always confusing. No one knew where to drop off their kids who weren't Trinity, you know, who were doing the park district basketball. So, okay. So you'll come in the main area and be directed down there. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Thank
point.
You. Mm-hmm.
All right, any other questions? Mm-hmm. I think that the last time that we were asked to consider a link between the buildings, when it got to the trustees, they were very concerned about accessibility and even accessibility beyond what the ADA required. So that's something that you may want to consider when you prepare your application.
Absolutely.
All right. Anybody else have questions, comments?
I think it looks really nice and a nice job. Makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I have one question. How old is the existing athletic center?
Oh, is it like 2000? I'm not sure.
It was built, it was opened in 2003.
Yeah.
Like three.
That wasn't bad.
It's a beautiful building, though.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, how soon are you thinking of trying to get this going?
Shay? We'd really like to build it this summer. We'd really like to take advantage of the great economic climate right now that we're seeing with bidding and get as much value as we can. That's hence why we're here tonight and while we're moving forward at a pretty quick pace.
And have it ready by next fall. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else that you want to tell us? And then we'll look for a minute at, there was a request by Trinity for a waiver of some of the requirements that the village has said are supposed to be included in the application. And as I understand it, you're asking for two requirements to be waived, the traffic study and the environmental impact study. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So tell us why you want the traffic study waived.
I'm going to let Sean, our director of land development, speak to that one.
Yeah, I guess. Good evening. Thanks for listening to our presentation. But yeah, so in general, with the traffic study, we are not proposing any improvements that affect the circulation of the parking lot. We're not reducing traffic. We're not increasing, I guess, the student population or anything like that. So I guess we just don't see it applicable or what the traffic study would be actually studying on this type of improvement with just the link addition.
So does this proposal do away with any of the current parking spaces that are in the on-site lot?
No, it does not. No.
And does this proposal change the traffic patterns, either on off of Lathrop or onto Jackson or within the parking lot?
No, it does not.
No.
Anybody have any other questions about the traffic study? Somebody want to make a motion to waive the requirement of a professional traffic study?
I'd make a motion to waive it.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? I'll call the roll.
Ms. Hoop-Kegel. Ms. Kilbride.
Yes.
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Ms. McColl.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, there's also a request that we waive the requirement that you provide us with environmental impact studies. Are there any environmental impact studies required by this proposed improvement?
I don't think so.
But why don't you just answer the application that there are none required, and then we don't have to waive anything?
Okay, we can do that.
Is that all right with everybody?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, and I thought there was one more. If you look at number 13, it looks like they said no, but then they said yes. Is that right?
I think it's the other way. Yeah. I think they said yes, and then they said no.
Okay.
It was unfortunate when I clicked it wouldn't let me unclick the yes.
Okay, so great.
It should be all no.
So it's all
okay.
No.
Electronics right, so work sometimes and sometimes it just
right. You can see that here, right? Okay, so those are the only two waivers that you've asked for. We granted one, the other one's been withdrawn.
Say none required.
Anything else that the board wants to ask this evening? Trinity, anything else you want to tell us?
No, thank you.
You'll have to check with the village as far as scheduling. The hearing won't be scheduled until you have a complete application. That means it's been reviewed by the village and determined to contain all the information that's necessary. Anybody else got any questions?
No.
We have a motion to dismiss. Moved by Marianne. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.